Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Left of Straight Show with your host, Scott Fullerton, as we discuss everything under the rainbow sun, from LGBT issues to foodies, entertainment to books. Join us as we talk to some of the most interesting leaders and celebrity LGBT guests and allies on the internet. So grab a cocktail, it's always happy hour somewhere, and enjoy the show. Now, here's your host, Scott Fullerton.
Well, howdy, 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 everybody, and welcome to the Left of Straight Show. I am your host, Scott Fullerton. Thanks for coming back, guys. I hope you had a fantastic weekend. It is Tuesday, August 1st. I can't believe we're already into August. Pretty soon, summer is gone. We'll be going into the fall time. Of course, one of the best times of year out here in Northeast Ohio, but man, it's going so quick. But thanks for tuning in, guys. I hope you're having a great start to the week so far. Things are going pretty well here. Did you happen to see Love Connection last week? Last week's special guest, we're only doing one show a week for August until we get ready to launch season three in September. But last week we had amazing Liz Baxter. She was the first same-sex couple ever featured on Love Connection, the reboot of the game show, with Andy Cohen as the host. And of course, Liz is a lesbian, and she found a love connection, guys. Found a great date. She went on three different dates, picked one. The audience picked someone else. She gave up $10,000 to have a second date with this girl. And I can tell you, still seeing each other and are very happy. And I'm so excited for it. It was a great show. And if you miss last week's show, if you miss any show, download our free app, absolutely free. Go to your iTunes or Android or tablet app store. Type in Left of Straight Radio. That's LEFTOFSTR, the number 8 radio. And you'll get our free app. You'll never miss an episode. You can also go to blogtalkradio.com/ Left of Straight, LEFTOFSTR, the number 8. We had a great chat with Liz last week, and I'm so excited for her. We're going to try to bring her on as a special lesbian correspondent here in season three. So I'm looking forward to that. But it was a great show. So much fun. Today, guys, fantastic guest. Good friend of the show, Craig Ramsey, has been on a few times in the past with his husband, Brandon Liberati, an amazing fitness trainer. Such a good advocate for healthy living and how to work out where you don't need to have a gym. And we're going to talk all about all that fun stuff, what he's been doing this summer, in just a little bit. But let's start with a couple of things. Of course, Randy Rainbow has a new video out. You know I'm loving a little Randy Rainbow. He has these great little videos that he creates mocking our current presidency, which, you know, I happen to love doing myself. And his newest one is all about Anthony Scaramucci, and you will not be disappointed by going to Randy Rainbow's YouTube page and watching that video. It is hilarious, guys. Too much fun for me. And funny, okay, so I won't talk too much politics this week because we know that there's a little bit we'll talk about in a second. But we have Anthony Scaramucci in for 10 days as the White House press secretary. The only thing I learned from him in 10 days is what a good little butt kisser he is, and that he's followed by Blake Mitchell, a gay porn star, which I've never heard of before. I am obviously not up on the best gay porn because this guy is amazing looking. So if you haven't heard of Blake Mitchell, you definitely want to look that guy up. And even Anthony Scaramucci is following him on Twitter or Instagram. Who knows why, but the guy has taste. That's the only thing I'll say for him. Oh, my God, crazy. almost ready for the Begin Indiegogo campaign. I've been teasing all summer long. I appreciate all your patience on it. There's so much work to getting it done, and there's so much things going on in the background here at home, but that is coming, and we're going to be raising money for bringing season 3 of the Left of Straight Show to the next level, adding video, getting a new computer, getting some cameras involved, and I'm going to need your help to make that happen. So we'll be talking that as it goes along. It is August, hopefully going in 3 weeks to New York City to see Michael Mott, who was a past guest, and he created his own musical, guys. He's a musical director and singer and composer. He created his own musical. They're doing a preview of it at 54 Below in New York City. And Jeremy Jordan, who I absolutely love, is going to be singing one of the parts. So I'm looking for that. And it's a killer day, too. It's August 19th. And I just found out, you know, our good friend Blake McGodver was there this past weekend, did an amazing show in New York City. His Blake Sings Barbara. He is coming back on the 19th. So, yes, I'm going to miss the show again, but hopefully we're going to go out and have a Cosmo afterwards. I already kind of talked to him online a little bit ago about that. But congratulations to him for having a great show this past weekend for Blake Sings Barbara's concert. And he will be back in New York City August 19th, as I hope to be. So that's exciting stuff. In the news, of course, we have this transgender ban that went on last week. 56 retired generals say it's a bad idea. It wasn't done through the Joint Chiefs of Staff. They didn't even know about it. It wasn't done through the Pentagon. They didn't know about it. Top it off, we have like stupid comedian, some Little Duval I've never heard of, saying on this week that he would kill a transgender person that tricked him into sleeping with him, which is just so wrong on so many levels. And let's not talk about the tricking part. We know that's not right, but just the whole "I'm going to kill a transgender person" does that. That's what our transgender brothers and sisters face every day. So it's kind of crazy. What else we have in the news? Call Me By Your Name is a new movie coming out with Timothée Chalamet, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, and Armie Hammer. I teased about it about 5 weeks, 8 weeks ago on some movies that were hitting the film festival circuit. Well, it's got its first trailer out now, and it is a doozy, called Call Me By Your Name, LGBT movie that you are going to like. Armie Hammer, I love. He was in the Facebook movie and so many other things, Social Network, and is a great actor in of himself. And this new guy that I've never heard of, Timothée Chalamet, or however you pronounce his name, close to that, looks like he is a fantastic actor as well. Also kind of fun and in the news, Procter Gamble has a new ad out for their Loves of diapers. And Procter & Gamble has been always going fast forward with their representation of LGBT community. Really appreciate that. But their newest commercial for this Loves diapers has two gay dads bringing their son for his first haircut. And it is hilarious. A little helicopter appearance around it. If you have not yet, look for it on YouTube. Look under Loves or Gay Parents First Haircut. It's great. Check that out. Before we go on, a big thank you to sponsors. Tony Guadagnino does social media for me. I appreciate him so much doing the Twitter shouts out for me each week. CBT Candles in LA, some of the best soy-based candles you're ever going to find online. Special Celebrity Lines, great scents. Check that out, cbtcandles.com. Love On Revolution is my favorite place to pay it forward. You can go on their site, revolution.org, and check out how you can pay it forward, how you can track and see how the ripples scatter out throughout the universe and how you making a difference helps other people. Love them. And, of course, On the Rocks radio show, our media partner with Alexander Rodriguez. His show is on every Tuesday night right after this show, 3 hours later, out there in California. Tonight is a great roundtable on with Andrew Christian and Wesley Woods and so many great people. So be sure to check out Alexander. I'll be tuning in and in the chat room for sure. So with that being said, guys, we're going to get ready to have our guest on, Craig Ramsey. He'll be calling in just a couple of seconds. So we're going to play a little bit of, let's do a little Jay Knight. This is Shooting Star. Listen to Left to Straight. When we come back, we're going to have our guest today, Mr. Craig Ramsey. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. We are back. That is Jay, Shooting Star. Guys, I'm so excited. This is one of my favorite guests ever. He's a great friend of the show. He's back for his third time. one half of the power couple who stole the show on Bravo TV's Newlyweds the first season a couple years back. He's grown his fitness platform to create a no-excuses way of working out that includes many exercises that don't even require a gym. He lets you continue to improve your health while still indulging in some of your favorite guilty pleasures, like a glass of wine and a romantic weekend at your favorite B&B. He's a personal trainer to the stars, an author, a loving husband, and so much more. But most importantly, I get to call him a long-distance friend. Please welcome back to the show the amazing Craig Ramsey. Mr. Craig, how are we doing, buddy?
Well, I'm doing really well. And Scott, I guess, you know, three times a charm. Let's do it. Here we go.
Let's do it. So much fun. You know I love you, buddy, and I can't wait to have you back. I mean, between your glamorous events all over, I feel like I should be getting frequent flyer miles just watching your Instagram. You are everywhere, my friend. It is crazy.
Oh, I know. There's been a lot of travels. You know, Brandon and I have a lot of business that takes us around the world, and I can tell you this much about us. We always add some pleasure in that. Like everyone should with their work. They should enjoy
so
it.
Important.
They should have fun.
Sure.
I tag along pleasure. It's good. It's fun. It's a good ride.
Well, we have so much to talk about today. I want to talk all about that. You've been back home in Canada. You've been launching your stretching and wine program. You have new partnerships and great projects. So let's do a real quick recap to listeners that might be new to the Left of Straight show here. Tell everyone just a little bit about yourself and your background.
Well, a lot of people don't know that I'm Canadian because I guess I fit in so well until I say my boots and stories, and I say those a lot. But I've been in the States now for 17, 18 years. I started off as a semi-pro hockey player and then turned contortionist, trained contortionist, ballet dancer with some of the most prestigious companies in the world. And then I did a handful of Broadway original shows, including the pre-Broadway Mamma Mia, which brought me into the U.S. years and years ago. And at that point, I started selfishly worrying about my own physique being like half naked on stage and having all these eyes on me eight shows a week, that I changed my physique, which inspired me and inspired others to ask for my help from, you know, my coworkers to train them. And then I became the go-to Broadway trainer, which brought me to L.A. in 2009. And then quickly, I was so fortunate to be scooped up by Bravo and Andy Cohen and Jackie Warner for my first Bravo show, which was called Thintervention. And then the rest is history, because from there it's, you know, catapulted me on TV with my fitness. And of course, I think because there's always some personality behind that, you can't put baby in a corner and baby meaning me. And so I, you know, my personality hopefully comes through in my intention with that is to make sure people have fun with their fitness. I think we take it way too effing serious nowadays. People feel shitty about themselves, their bodies, the gym, and, you know, it's not just about reps and sets. And a lot of my fitness programming and programs really offer fun back into fitness.
Well, I think that's what drives people to you. I mean, one of the great things about you is you and Brandon both are so real. I mean, through your time on Thintervention, through the Newlyweds, through your Facebook events that you do, the personality comes through, and you're actually trying to have others join the party and not just be kind of do what I say, not what I do. You love doing what you do. You have fun with it, and I think that really comes through. I mean, you have such a great following that way.
Well, Scott, I also just love, love, love the people that stay in touch with me on social media. And that's been a huge element for me and an important focus as a fitness professional, because I am unique in the sense that I don't hide my insecurities and my issues, because they're there and most fitness professionals have them. That's why they're in the business, people, to hold them accountable. Because if I did not have this job and if I did not have all this responsibility, I probably wouldn't be able to balance things as well, and I would need my own advice. And I, you know, so reality TV opened me up. I got my taint waxed on national TV. I mean, you don't get more intimate than that. You know, I got
this
married to, Brandon and I are the first legally married same-sex couple on a reality show. And that with that comes, I think, the vulnerability, and we threw ourselves out there. So a lot of the clients that I have, both in person, the celebrity clients, and the people that reach out to me on social media, know there's no judgment. They know I'm relatable, and it makes it fun and honest.
Absolutely. I love that. Well, I want to start by getting into some of the fun personal stuff you've been doing, but we can't ignore what you're famous for. So while I'm sitting here in my studio and some of my listeners are waking up and having a cup of coffee or starting their day or whatever, what's a couple of quick things we could be doing to help improve our body just while listening to us on the radio here?
Oh, my goodness, that's amazing. Yeah, I am known for workout anywhere and everywhere. You know, the world is your gym. On YouTube, I have that crappy series, which is 7 different workouts that you can do while sitting on the can in the morning. And I highly encourage people, you know, to watch your show. I'm a big fan of your show. I love your even flyers because they're, like, sexy and informative and all those things. But when you listen to you, hey, why not do some hovering squats over the John? Why not, if you have a cup of coffee, raise it out in front of you, shoulder down and back, and do some pulses at chest level, which is going to attack, you know, the front delts and the biceps and the forearms. Throw fitness in wherever you possibly can, and your body and your physique is going to thank you.
I love it. I love it. Such great advice. Well, let's get into Canada first. I mean, like I said, I love following you on Instagram. Looks like you had a fantastic trip. You were helping your nephew get into shape and show him how to work his body correctly. Talk about what was it like going back, and it sounds like you had a great time.
Yeah, and I had 160 Timbit donuts, too.
Uh-oh.
I loved it. It was so good to be home in Tim Hortons and, like, have my indulgences of what I remember, you know, growing up there. And just seeing old friends and some new friends there and my family. There was a family reunion, and I was able to do my stretch A Reason to Wine class, which is a stretch class pairing with wine tasting at the same time, mind you, for my whole family. And Scott, I was shocked because I kind of forget that, okay, I'm a Ramsay. We must have the same physical traits and genetics, because a lot of my family, no one's really in the entertainment industry, and no one's, you know, been a dancer as physical as I am. But they all, if you go on my Instagram, their legs are like to their heads, and their bodies are just incredible. It was jaw dropping. The Ramsays can turn it out literally.
That is so much fun. And did your little nephew like being able to work out with you and get to be on camera a little bit? How was that for him?
Yeah, he did like it. He just, full disclosure, he did not do stretcheries in the wine. There is not drinking
Smart.
For the year.
There we go. Good to close.
Yes, I offer Kavita sparkling probiotic drinks with the people that, you know, obviously can't drink for numerous reasons, including age. But my 12-year-old, now 13-year-old nephew, who just had a birthday, happy birthday, Sheldon, he did such a good job. He's playing hockey, and he has the summer off, obviously, and he's been given some fitness coaching and programs by his coaches. So I stepped in and took him to the gym, and I brought him back, and my brother asked me, oh, you know, what did you do with my son? And I said, oh my goodness, we ran 7.0 and 8.0 sprints on a 4.0 incline for 30 seconds. And he's like, huh? And then he looks at the videos, and I have him doing, like, perfect push-ups, 100 of them, jump squats. Like, I am working him harder than he's ever worked, both in hockey and school. And he's like, oh, my gosh, was your goal to kill my son? And I'm like, nope, he's ready for hockey now. So it's been great.
So
it was so exciting to spend some time and kind of share what I do with my nephews.
Nice. I love that. That is so cool. And now, how often do your friends and your parents and relatives get down to see you? Do they come down to L.A. much at all, or even a bit?
You know what? They might kill me for saying this, but I don't think they like L.A.
Really?
I don't think they like it. Yeah.
That happens a lot.
Well, I don't think it's actually L.A. itself. I think it's because they live so far away. Mind you, you know, this is like, what, 5-hour, 6-hour flight. And I think what happens is the times that you call upon your parents in your life are those, like, desperate moments. I went through a breakup. I need to move my apartment. And I thought the the actual only three times that I've had them here, which were only for a week at a time, it was usually in our winter months, which is rain, and my parents in December from Canada need to get away from the cold. So I bring them to the cold, and I'm like, miserable, and they're picking me up in the depths of despair. So no wonder they don't like it, but I really have to change that dynamic and, like, treat them to something special because L.A. is awesome.
That is so cool. Same thing. I've brought a couple of people to L.A. since living here in Ohio for the last 20 years now. And some people just don't. It's too fast a lifestyle for them. They can't get used to it. The traffic drives them crazy. So that's not for everybody. But we definitely – I do miss it, I got to tell you, every day.
I don't know how I survive here sometimes. Like, I think of myself from the second smallest farming community in all of Canada, and I'm here, and I'm like, well, thank goodness I went in increments and steps with my life and my career, you know, to tour. I think Mamma Mia Tour was amazing for me because our first stop was San Francisco. And that was the first time, too, like, gay culture really I was introduced to gay culture. And it was the extreme, of course, but because it was events that were hosted for us and with Mamma Mia, and I kind of got to look and observe it rather than experiment in it, it really did help me be a sponge of information. And I think I've grown to become a city boy, I have to say.
Nice. I miss it. I definitely miss it. But that's a good thing about here in Ohio is I'm an hour from Pittsburgh, an hour from Cleveland. So I have some big city life that it can get me when I get homesick there, but I hear what you're talking
Scott,
about there.
Who cares about that? How far are you from Cedar Point?
That's the whole thing, right? An hour and 40 minutes, my friend. Cedar, I forgot. I have another Cedar Point huge fan. Oh, it's so exciting.
Yeah.
If
any of you don't know what Cedar Point is, do yourself a favor. If you like amusement parks, of course, which you and I do. But if you do like amusement parks, this is the mecca of it. This actually almost broke up Brandon and I, though, because my ex is like a famous bartender, Brazilian, from New York. He had like comic book upper body tattooed, huge muscles, and like a 26-inch waist. And, you know, poor Brandon didn't come in the picture. Brandon's hot. He's like my George Clooney look-alike hottie. Of course, I married him, so I'm so into him, and he doesn't need to be insecure at all. But he was a little bit, and he knew Igor, my ex. Igor and I loved amusement parks in Cedar Point. So poor Brandon went there with me, terrified of rides, kept his mouth shut, and I run from ride to ride. He was like near barfing the whole day, and such a trooper. He did it for me that one time, but he says he'll never go back. So Scott, you and I are going to be doing that.
Exactly.
Minus Brandon next time. Okay?
It's not for sissies over there at Cedar Point. I mean, it has some of the best roller coasters in the country, some better than the world. I mean, it is, but you have to be a adrenaline junkie for that, for sure.
And I run from, I sprint from ride to ride and or walking lunges and like do jump squats. Like, and people that know me know I'm crazy. Like, I have so much energy. I wake up at 5 a.m. Doing like a burpee. So, it is for me.
I love it. Now, I'm watching my TV, minding my own business over my cup of coffee the other day, my friend, and all of a sudden I see these two sexy guys in these leopard skin kimonos, and lo and behold, Siegfried and Roy are on my TV on Let's Make a Deal, but it's not Siegfried and Roy. What's going on here, my friend?
We are now labeled and titled as Wayne Brady's favorite costumes on all the seasons he's hosted of Deal or No Deal. Now, did that win us the car? No, it didn't. Did it win us anything? No. Well, $500 we walked away with. But for those of you that watched, even if you didn't, you want to go see this. I have it on my social media pages, and it's easily Googleable, I think, at this point. But they tried to give us everything. I'm talking like It was us in almost a whole hour show trying to win prize after prize, and it's all luck. It's like a 50-50. You pick a card.
Right, exactly.
There's two cards to choose from. You win a car, you don't. And we kept not. Like, we kept losing. Oh, my goodness. I cannot believe that I was able to walk out there and still smile afterwards, because I could have really gotten my head an angry with the universe. But I have to be grateful. It was fun. We had a great time. Wayne was terrific. And he said some really, really powerful things that I don't think got aired. But he asked, you know, how long we've been together and how long we've been married. And he apologized for all of America and anyone that would have given marriage equality an issue. And he said, let me just say, I'm so happy that we're here. You both are here, and that we have love is accepted across America now. And we almost the whole audience broke down in tears. It was such a powerful moment that you don't expect from Deal or No Deal. So I think he's a great guy.
That is amazing. And it's if you don't remember it, it's Let's Make a Deal for what used to be Monte Hall was the big host, and then Wayne Brady took us over. I think 4 or 5 years now, and still all the audience members kind of dress up as characters and get chosen to compete in these little contests they have, and it was amazing. I mean, you could tell that he just loved you guys. The audience loved you guys. You had your little pet tigers, stuffed tigers with you. It was an amazing piece of television, my friend. But like you said, every time you have to pick, and it's a 50-50 shot, you guys were not good pickers that day. It just did not work out.
No, we didn't. I mean, I picked right in choosing Brandon, and I walked away with him and him only, which is okay.
There you go. Well, speaking of Brandon, the love of your life here, I mean, how do you let him get away with an entire birthday month celebration?
I don't know.
Most of us have a day. Some of us don't like to even celebrate our birthday. And he has a birthday month. He had to keep you hopping the last month, my friend.
Oh, my gosh. I'm almost like penniless at this point. Like, I get it. Like, it's great to celebrate your birthday. And I celebrate – I tell him, I'm like, I celebrate you every day. Why do I – have to like make a deal of it for a whole month? But it's his thing. He loves it. And we went to Vegas for a week, which is so dangerous for me. People that know me and my clients that know me, like, if I'm tempted with 3 buffets a day, I'm going to do it. Luckily for me, I know how to get back on track, which we can talk about later in the interview. But, you know, I had 5 days of like buffet eating craziness. And then I'm at the pool wearing my Mr. Turks and just like instantly 12 pounds heavier. And then we go to Palm Springs for a week. And we stayed at this gorgeous property, the High Road in Palm Springs. And it was just fantastic. We loved it. It was great.
Oh, so much fun. Like I said, just follow you guys along picture book travelogue. It's just so much fun. And I'm glad he had a good time in his birthday, but I can just imagine you just traipsing around there and showing him the moon. That's a good hubby right there.
Yeah, and we drag our clients too. Like, our clients are all friends as well. And you know, we had a big group in Vegas, and then we had a big group in Palm Springs, including you know, Mercedes MJ from Shaw's, who is in the middle of season 6 right now. And we just have a good time. We have a great time with the people that we love in our lives.
Well, let's celebrate that. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to play our good friend Casey Lansdale, Living in the Moment, which is what you and Brandon definitely do. When we come back, we're going to talk all about what's new in fitness right now, talking about how you can do just working out anywhere. And you're so good at kind of bringing this together, your YouTube adventures that we've or the Facebook adventures that we've fallen in love with. So let's take a quick break. We're talking to the amazing Craig Ramsey. You're listening to Left of Straight Show. We'll be back in just a couple of moments.
Easy to get off track, easy to lose your way. In a world that makes you believe there's no time to waste, that you gotta have it all.
That is Casey Lansdale with Living in the Moment. Guys, we're talking today with fitness expert Craig Ramsey. And Craig, one of the things I love about you is your innovation and ability to kind of get inside your clients' minds and figure out what their motivations are and bringing that to work for them through a healthy life and body. You've created workouts at drag that brings a fun and kind of saucy way to work out, even in heels. And, of course, the potty training series we talked about earlier. And now you have this stretch and wine. And like I said, you can use your pillows at your favorite B&B for a workout. Talk about this life outside the gym, but being able to keep that healthy lifestyle going.
Yeah, the majority of clients and people that reach out to me really aren't gym goers. And that doesn't mean I obviously handle the gym enthusiast. I wrote the book Anatomy of Muscle Building and Anatomy of Stretching and stuff. So I know physically what needs to happen in a gym, but there's so much more that can happen out of the gym that is making it a more comfortable environment, more personal, and just more social and fun. Like my Stretch a Reason to Wine class, I researched for 2 years, two solid years, all the benefits of wine. Moderate wine consumption on its own, but then this is the key, the actual inclusion of stretching at the same time, the benefits that the wine has chemically on the body and stretching. So I came up with this genius concept that invites all people to take ownership of fitness. And stretching is the only form of working out that, you know, you don't need gym equipment, and that's for absolutely every single body. Yoga, there's certain body types that don't do well with yoga. It's way too much stress and tension and weight in certain joints and tendons. And stretching is able to be accomplished by everyone. So, and then the wine, of course, I have options, as I mentioned, that are for people that don't drink as well, that still takes them on a tasting and stretching journey. But I pair them at the same time, typically 5 flights of wine, and we taste, we discuss, and then I move everyone over to the mats, and I pair stretches to go along with that. And then we get to the more full body, very earthy and grounded reds. We taste, we discuss, I move them over to the mats, and we take it to the earth, we take it to the ground. It's very full-bodied stretches. It's pretty genius, I have to say, and it's taken off in a huge, huge way.
Oh, my God, I love it. And the great thing is you can bring these to people. I mean, people can hire you. You can go to wineries. You can go to hotels. This is such an easily travelable thing where they can have you on site.
Yeah, corporations, Friday at 3 p.m. Every Friday pretty much for the rest of the year is booked by me going into a corporation, 3 p.m. You know, the weights are in my bag. I'm bringing the gym to you, and it's wine bottles. And the corks pop, and we taste, and we toast to, you know, our health and wellness. And people are looking at me at first like, this guy has lost it. This Richard Simmons wannabe is absolutely nuts.
Oh, please.
And then as soon as we clear the chairs and all of a sudden people see that I'm dead serious, I'm the stretch expert, I'm a trained contortionist, I wrote the book on it, I take you through a stretching journey that you never thought your body would be able to do. And by the end, people are laughing and social, and their legs are right up to their head.
That is so great. And like you said, stretching and wine are things that everybody and every body type loves. I mean, how can you not like getting behind a nice glass of wine and then just stretching and using your body where you're not having to worry about a 20-pound weight lifting over your head or something, right?
Yeah, and it is a 20-pound weight sometimes. You know, your body leaning over, that is weight. It is activating your body. It's a form of exercising that is overlooked a lot, and I can't tell you how many people tell me, I don't stretch enough. I'm sure all your listeners right now are very similar, and they're relating to that and saying, yep, that's me. And you know what? You sip a glass of wine and the chemical benefits of it, and you stretch, you're going to not only take it further, but you're also going to start enjoying moderation and balance in your life.
Nice. Now, I like a nice Merlot. What's my exercise for Merlot?
Perfect. So it's very medium-bodied, and then we take it to the medium of our core. So it's very core, so like a cobra stretch. You know, we're not engaging the legs at this point. We're focused on the glutes, perhaps a figure four stretch where you're standing. You cross one leg over the other, so your ankle goes above the kneecap. You bring your chest over, and you lean over, and your booty out in the back, and you're going to feel an incredible stretch in your glutes and your hamstrings, and your palate, it hopefully, is going to love that Merlot.
Amazing. I love that. Now, has any wineries tried to pair up with you yet? This is just sounds like an idea made for marketing right here.
Yeah, my whole apartment looks like a cellar. I get lots of options. There's lots of personal benefits to that, but of course I have to slow down and live by what I and practice what I preach with moderation. So, you know, a glass of wine here and there is totally fine, but you'll see me stretching and always pairing the stretches with it.
I love that. And then, like I said, it's so fun. Last year we had Workouts of Drag, which is still so popular. People can still order the CD. Kind of remind everyone what the what your goals were for that video.
Yep, workoutsofdrag.com. It actually entertains you while you're working out. What other workout program out there do people do by sitting down and not doing any exercise on the couch and just watching it? You know, you have drag queens, Pandora Box, who's hosting this, and I have my fit queens, Lucky Madison, and she, you know, we work out, and it's expert fitness programming that is designed to be able for you to do in the comforts of your own living room. It's a great filler workout and no excuse workout. So, like, if you know you can't get to the gym or you can't seem to fit it in your day, well, guess what? You can do this for 20 minutes or even 5 minutes in the morning, and you can laugh and have fun with it.
That is so great. I think that's so key. I mean, everyone says that workout is not fun, but you can have fun with it, and you can see results, right?
Oh, if you just move your body. I did the first ever Facebook weight loss transformation series, actually training Brandon's sister, Bree, who lives in Salt Lake City, and her best friend, Carrie. And when we started, you know, they thought I was going to, they were scared and intimidated. They thought I was going to make them do push-ups and make them lift some weights. And no, I actually got them walking, and they walked for a half hour. The next day, yes, they were a little sore, and they were surprised that they were sore. And then they went in their head of self-judgment of, oh, I shouldn't be this sore and all that. And I nipped that right away. I said, absolutely not. We're just going to focus on the next workout tomorrow, which is going to be 40 minutes of walking. And then just incorporating walking, they lost close to 10 pounds that first week each. And then after 12 weeks of fitting fitness in where they can without making it an obsession and or, you know, thinking that they're training for the Olympics, they lost well over 40 pounds. It's about activating your body appropriately and responsibly without stressing yourself out. It's not an all or nothing thing. And the bodybuilding industry especially has done a disservice with the health and wellness community, because we kind of teach that mentality of all or nothing. And there's nothing that is not at all the case when you're actually going to achieve success long-term.
I love that. I wanted to talk about that because that was talk about your hashtag Transformation Tuesday. That was really a series that had, I would pop on there. There would be hundreds of people tuning in. see the before and after pictures, you can just see the sculpting that took place. You're giving them exercises that not only make them feel better, but you see the sculpting that works those muscles because you have this such down to a science. Is that kind of one of the futures of fitness now, being able to do stuff online? That's the first time I've seen social media really be a positive thing in somebody's life.
I think
the people watching you were great. They were loving it.
Yeah, I think for my initiatives, yes, it is, because there's so much information out there that people get highly confused and overwhelmed by it. And I needed to put out something there out there that I kind of control and that I can guide people with and really hopefully motivate and inspire them through inclusion of just the simplistic movements that are going to get people results. And, you know, my Facebook training program on Craig Ramsey Fit was not just about Bree and Carrie. It was about all of the people that were following and watching, which, as you were right, it's like 500,000 people that they put themselves out there by even commenting. If they're watching and they're engaging, they're also putting themselves in a situation of being held accountable. And that's key. Like, too often I hear people that really don't have the support in their life and they don't have the will, even sometimes for themselves, to make that change. But when they just know that there's a caring community out there and social media can do that, and I can only speak for my community that I create online. I know that there's other options out there, but I'm, you know, selfishly focusing on the people that I'm gathering and that are gravitating towards each other. And then Bree and Carrie, they heard from other people saying, oh, this is what I'm doing with the grocery list that Craig gave. This is a great recipe for banana pancakes, you know. So they take over the fitness programming, which is how it should be, because your trainer should never you should never like own your trainer, and your trainer should never own you. You should be your own personal trainer with the professional guidance of someone that knows what to do.
I love that. And now, you've worked with so many, you've trained so many celebrities, and like I said, Bree and Carrie were amazing to watch. What do you find between all these people? Is there like something, some kind of an aha moment they all have in common? What are you trying to get people to achieve? Or where does it go? Now I get it, and it's something that they can keep doing on their own. Is there any type of that has a commonality to it at all?
Oh, Scott, that's such a good question. There's two answers or two parts to this answer. One is it's really important for everyone to know they deserve athleticism and to experience that. So every single client that I have, even on the social media level, it's like, how do you know how to push yourself? How do you know to go above and beyond those plateaus? And I talk about breathing and compromised breathing and how not to shy away from the feeling of flight or fight. It's that I, even at my physique level, want to achieve. I want to stress my body out to where it goes into that flight or fight. Now, I want to do it responsibly. Like CrossFit, for instance, I think it's a great community sports program, but I don't feel like it's a workout. I think that's a sport.
Sure.
And your workouts need to be athletic without being a sport, in my opinion. So that's why it's not cookie cutter. If that means it's 10 jumping jacks or 10, you know, burpees or 10 huge heavy weighted plate squats, that for someone, that's great. Or it could be 100 for another person. Whatever you're going to do to achieve without getting in your head and thinking that you're useless piece of crap because you can't achieve it. I didn't write the Bible of it, you know. No one writes the Bible of fitness
right,
except yourself. And if your breath and your body gets compromised at 10 or 20 or 50, that's what you want to achieve. So all of my clients and people on social media, I really guide them through that. And then second is, how do you fit fitness in for the other 23 hours of your day? And like, that is key for me. And that's what I've really been exploring, because I can't tell you how many messages a day I get from people that say, I don't want to work out. I don't want to get to the gym. What can I do to jumpstart things without me having to put myself embarrassingly in that environment? Or people just, you know, they already have their program and they're fit and they want to get fitter, but they want to incorporate things that are outside their day. That's what I've researched to death, and I found some great options for people that I'm really proud of that exist and that are kind of breaking down the stereotypes of you can't get a workout outside the gym, and you can.
Well, that's another thing I want to talk to you about. Speaking of that, I mean, you are so good about giving such diverse and varied tips. You have all these fantastic things from, I remember you talked on one of your shows about, what is it, ketones or whatever, that there's like supplements to that that helps burn fat, to I know you talk about this headsight device from Modius Health. I mean, do these people come to you now, or how much research are you doing? Because you have these amazing tips you give out like every day.
I listen to my clients and I listen to people on social media. That's why I encourage people, and almost every post I do, I say, what are your questions? If you don't feel comfortable putting them on the public forum, send me a DM. I get tons of direct messages every day, and I kind of gather those thoughts and what is the common consensus of questions and concerns that are out there. And so then I research it, and or I take what people are asking me as a professional about, and I don't know what it is, I research it as well. Like with Bree with the Modius Health device, is she said, I'm not a big meditator. I thought meditation would really help her find calm and peace to be able to sleep better and kind of focus her mind and get her right in a state of being organized with her life to be able to include fitness and weight loss in. And, you know, she's not that type of person. So the Modius Health device from NeuroBalance came through her, and it's a headset, one of the first of its kind, scientifically backed up and researched, FDA approved, completely safe, 100%, and it's a headset that you wear on your head for 1 hour a day, five times a week, that actually stimulates the vestibular nerve, and it triggers the hypothalamus, which controls your hormone levels and your appetite and your zero point of, you know, your metabolism and things like that. So it improves and convinces your body of not gravitating towards excess portions and carbs and sugars, and it tells your body that you've worked out when you haven't, so you're burning fat afterwards. And at first I thought it was bogus, I'll be honest. I was like, okay, I've tried the Abtronic back in the day. I was, you know, terribly embarrassed myself. I wore it backstage of Mamma Mia for 2 years, and, you know, yes, it kind of engaged my abs, but it didn't do anything. I thought there was going to be placebo, but now I reached out to them because I needed to try it. I tried it, and I was shocked and floored. There is no placebo effect. You put it on, within seconds, you know something's happening. You feel it, and then
wow.
I can tell you this much. As I already admitted, I go to Vegas. I have my splurges. I am a huge foodie, which is why so many clients that you would never think pair well with me do, like Mercedes. You know, she's known as being overweight on reality TV. We are two of a kind. Like, we are totally the same type of person with that, and it works. I'm not having as big portions. I went to Cheesecake Factory the other day, did not have wine, did not have cheesecake. I had simple salmon and snow peas. So it's amazing. So that's one. And then that Kavita from the keto powder from Prove It company is again one of its very, very on a category of its own, because I know there's a lot of ketosis claims out there, but I know from experiencing them is instead of having to eat 48 hours to 72 hours of a 70-80% fat diet, which in my opinion isn't very healthy anyway, most people that are trying to lose weight cannot eat bacon only and avocado.
Right.
It not only is, in my opinion, inappropriate, but it also leads to other cravings. And eventually, when you're not on that diet, you're going to still have those habits. So this ketosis powder, by Prove It, actually puts your body in ketosis right away. And every person that I've had try it, they see it. You know, the bloat in the face and in the body, it goes down. And it also, because we are all going to F up here and there, and we are going to have a cheat meal. We sometimes, you know, drink too much. We go out, whatever that may be personally. But we also shouldn't have to live in that guilt. And if there's products out there like that that get us back on track and feel motivated right away, or if you've flown and you feel bloated and you have this, and then all of a sudden that instant change is going to motivate you to get to the gym more. There's one client that says, I want to take the easy road out. I give them the easy road, and that they don't jump onto the freeway. All of them do. All of them are like, wow, okay, I want to do more and more, which is why you have all of my clients progressing in a very, very quick manner when they never came to me expecting that.
That is so amazing. I can't believe we're running out of time already. What is what's your final thoughts here? What's your thing you really want to get across to everybody? And then after that, please give everyone where they can find you on your social media.
Well, cut yourself a break. I think there's 2017 right now has so many stresses, and for good reason. You know, I don't have to go into those. I think we all wake up on a daily basis checking Twitter and checking the news. I'm not talking fake news. I'm talking the real deal. And, you know,
right.
we're constantly in a state of what is happening, what is going on. And the one thing that you can truly kind of get a grip with is yourself and the relationship you have with yourself. And just know that, yes, we all are going to be stressed out. We are not going to live perfect lives. But as long as you are doing things that are going to make you happy and you're taking your health and wellness into consideration, then you're going to survive this. And if not, then, you know, you're not going to be a healthy state of mind and body. Then it's going to be a bumpy road. So, and then you can take care of each other, too, and be kind to each other. I can't tell you how many times I catch people online and they'll all of a sudden just take out all of the frustrations that are going on in their world, you know, at me and stuff. And then just calling it out and saying, whoa, I'm on your side. Back up.
Right.
So I would leave them with that. And then stay tuned on my social. It's at Craig Ramsay, RAMSAY Fit everywhere. For all of you that have know Brandon through our Newlywed Show, or if you're beauty followers, he has some great announcements coming soon. He's going to be back on the telly in the fall. And all of his stuff is just as exciting, if not more than mine.
Well, I'm back on the radio too, damn it. But I just want to say, you know, I love you, Mr. Craig Ramsay. Thank you so much for being part of my Left of Straight show today.
Well, Scott, thank you for not only having me on, but the content that you put out there is really important. And I really admire you for doing that. So keep going, bro.
Thank you for being such a fantastic voice in our community. Stay on the line for me, guys. We're going to go ahead and play out today with a song that I'm excited about. I told you in the beginning of the show that I am probably going to New York City on August 19th to see a preview at 54 Below of a new musical done by a past guest, Michael Mott. Jeremy Jordan is going to be singing the lead to it, and I'm sure Craig knows all these great Broadway people. This is going to be Laura Osnes and Jeremy Jordan singing Dare to Dream from this new play that will be very soon. So thanks for listening to Left of Straight Show. We will see you next week. And Craig, I'll talk to you here on the other side. Here we go.
There was a world I longed to find, but living was labored and life was unkind. Yet I was determined to press through the fog and the steam. So I dared to dream. Now there's a world clear as the day. Nothing and no one can stand in my way. I am a vessel sailing through water upstream. And I dare to dream. That you lead. Do you have everything you want and need? Notice what's missing, then ponder a plan or a scheme. If you dare,
I know
to dream.
What I want and I know what I need. I pray every day it comes true. But sadly, the future is not up to me or to you.
You can't believe all the lies you've been told. You can't control your own fate. Listen to what I am saying before it's too late. Where is the boy inside?
day and night after night. I've lived under orders and stayed out of sight. Then suddenly you've come and opened my eyes, and now I can see past the fables and lies. I've longed to be looked at instead of looked through. The future is focused on